Today, Soft Rock, Warm 101.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. Good morning, Doc. And today you're a sleep doctor, huh?
Well, it's an important thing this time of year. We're all ready to hibernate, aren't we? Just sleep away the next 6 months, and then we'll see what happens. So this is what I wanted to chat about real quick. Daylight savings. We all go through this wonderful thing twice a year. This side of the year, though, as our days are getting shorter, right, as there's less and less sunlight, there's an important conversation to be had here, because that in and of itself, that switch over, even though it's just an hour, is inherently a little bit stressful. But what's really timely, I think, because of the season change, because of the darkness, and because we are just so connected to technology today, and maybe more than ever with so many people working from home and working, you know, odd hours and doing all of that, there's a real problem that can happen as our bodies get exposed to what we call blue light. So there's different colors of light in terms of the spectrum, but the blue light is emitted by all of our devices. So TVs, computers, cell phones, all that stuff. And it's not a really big deal throughout the course of the day, but as the sun goes down, our bodies are naturally expecting that light to dissipate or to be gone, frankly. And especially the blue light is very abnormal. So it has a big negative effect on a very important hormone in our body called melatonin. And the problem there is if you get, you know, too much of that blue light, especially in the evening hours, it will disrupt your body's production of melatonin, which we know has big connections to other hormones, but regulates, most importantly, our sleep and wake cycle. So getting, you know, quality sleep is one of our wellness fundamentals. If you're not sleeping, you know, well, which you guys don't know anything about this, right?
No, not at all. Right? My husband either. He's been having nightmares. Can you help him? His nightmares have been about King Kong.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Dr. Matt, for real.
Yeah.
I got nothing for that. Sorry.
He needs a bigger gun.
He's a physician, not a magician.
And then he watched this scary new movie, The Invisible Man, at the cabin. God. He goes, now I'm going to have nightmares about an invisible King Kong.
Oh, shit.
That's a whole different kind of stress right there.
Yeah. So basically, no blue lights after what, 8 o'clock, you think?
You know, if you want to be real extreme, it's follow the actual sunset. But there's a couple of the quick takeaways in terms of the things to do. There's a nice features on a lot of our devices. If you're an iPhone user, which I am, so I can't speak to Androids or others, they have a feature where you can click and it will follow the sunrise and sunset and actually change the tone of the light. So that's awesome. In terms of TVs, you can do some of that. But one simple thing, little odd, but I've seen more and more people doing it. You can actually buy glasses that are blue light blocking and put them on with the sunset if you want to really go to the next level.
Wow. And hey, guys, I just checked sunset now, 4:59 p.m.
Yeah, I know. So
little
good
crazy
luck with that. It is a little crazy. All right. Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Matt here on Warm 101.3.